going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Celtics Knicks game 6 tonight at Madison Square Garden, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI, including the rest of this show, and then at 10 with Jones and Keefe. We are Bill Belichick has completed his interview this morning with Michael Strahan, and we'll go over a little bit of what Bill said coming up. Curtis, is it juicy?
I've been knee-deep in the Office of Police Accountability, so
okay.
I've been lost to the world.
What'd you find out over there?
Created by Marty Walsh after the George Floyd, Summer of George Floyd. So
okay,
in
right.
an indirect so way, Brittany Baldy is a part of this.
Oh, really?
Oh, well,
interesting. He died. Yeah. Did he?
Unknown.
So it's existed since Marty Walsh was the mayor.
Correct. I'm trying to find the budget for it. But just so everybody knows that for my entire life, if there was a police that acted improperly, there wasn't this, oh, no problem. There have been measures in place, just like all forms of government work, where you can be held accountable without having a specific office dedicated to it. It's just the headline in and of itself is Orwellian. Office of Police Accountability Employee Bites Police Officer.
Did the man die?
Mm-hmm.
He did.
Well, factual.
But it would seem like that would disqualify you from continuing on in the position.
Right.
But if you're in a relationship with somebody, doesn't it kind of make it different? Like, it's a domestic situation. It didn't happen at the workplace. It happened at their apartment.
Yeah, but I don't think it matters when you're in law enforcement.
Why does it matter?
Well, I'm just saying, like, I understand you should never be putting your hands on somebody, but I'm saying to charge somebody with abuse of a police officer, it's more like your partner. So why does it jump to another level just because of their profession, I guess, is what I'm...
I don't understand what you're saying.
Shouldn't it just be domestic abuse and not assault of a police officer if it's a domestic issue and not...
That's not what she assaulted a police officer.
Yeah, so it's two
that's
separate
what
ones.
She's being charged with.
Oh, okay, I see. And then the household member is the second charge. Okay.
I'm assuming that she said I shouldn't assume, but I may have said I run the Office of Accountability.
Yeah, I'm a police officer. Get your hands off.
I would not like to be charged. or I have no idea what happened, but. All right, anyway, back to the rest of the news.
We have a new inductee into the Pervert Teachers Association.
Jesus, haven't they taught you these things in school?
What things?
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
We were meant to be, I know it. How else could sex be that incredible?
Pervert Teachers Association.
That is appalling. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
A married Russian dream teacher is how she was explained. 27-year-old Anna Plesiuk. Has been sent to jail for 9 years for violent acts of sexual nature committed against a person under 14 years of age. So she made an 11-year-old student touch her breasts.
What?
She then made him kiss her on the lips. She also locked the classroom door after keeping him after class and stroked his private area over the pants. The teacher, who was 25 at the time, also sent the boy naked photos and demanded for some in return. The abuse came to light after the victim's mom found messages and photos between her son and the teacher on WhatsApp. So she's in jail for 9 years. There is no... what's the word I'm looking for?
It's a rough one today.
I haven't had a rough show. It's just the last couple of things. The husband hasn't made it clear whether or not he's staying with her. No indication on whether or not the husband is still with her.
But they were happily married.
They were.
Until this.
What the hell was she thinking?
Well, she's basically blaming the boy. She said that the boy gave her, you know, mixed signals.
Okay. Right.
He's 11 years old,
yeah.
So. Let's go to Florida for the next story.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of
Come to Miami.
Florida. Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
Five men in Florida have gone to police and are alleging that the male owner of a massage parlor in Winter Park, Florida, tried to give them a happy ending. The owner has been arrested, and we can hear from one victim in their account of what owner Ronel Michael Guillertes Glalvez has allegedly done to him.
I noticed his clothes were on the floor, and after his clothes were on the floor, he got up on top of me and was completely laying on me naked. He started trying to massage my front.
Jeez.
Yeah.
A very aggressive salon owner there.
Correct. And for it to happen to five people, I mean.
There was two guys in there?
No, his friend was his.
How does these stories, like, we have to explain this.
He said he got on top of me and then tried to massage my friend.
His friend is his unit.
His front.
His front.
I think he said friend.
I think he said front.
I heard friend as well, but
Do you want to play the audio again, Jackson?
My front.
I noticed his
clothes were on the floor. And after his clothes were on the floor, he got up on top of me and was completely laying on me naked. He started trying to massage my front.
I think it was.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe he does call it
okay.
his friend.
Maybe
I,
it does.
I don't have any
idea. But you would think maybe you'd want to fight back there, buddy?
Well,
I mean, the guy's just going to climb on top of you. You're not just going to sit there. I mean,
maybe
scratch
fight
and claw.
Back, but then they called the police.
Right. Yeah. What's next?
A wild scene near Taylor Swift's house in Watch Hill, Rhode Island, as a body part was found. Police were alerted to Everett Avenue around 9:30 a.m. on Wednesday, where locals noticed what they believed to be a human leg bone. It is unclear how the human remains washed up there and who they belong to, but the Westerly Police Department Detective Division is investigating. This is like a very ritzy area of Rhode Island, so this is going to be an interesting story. I mean, it could be, you know, somebody got buried at sea and their leg washed up. We've seen that before.
Are they looking at the New England serial killer, or is that not Rhode Island? Is that just Connecticut and Massachusetts?
No, Rhode Island's on the list of the serial killer. So,
all right.
Well, yeah, I'd be concerned if a body part showed up. It'd be one thing if it was a body buried at sea, but that body part had to be severed some way.
Correct.
Yeah. Somebody's throwing body parts out there.
Right.
I'd be concerned.
That's why you don't go in the ocean when you can't see everything.
Yeah, because you don't want to be floating around. You don't want to be out there, you know, balls deep. Next thing you know, a leg's bumping into you.
Yep.
You don't want that.
You
want
to know a fun fact that's apropos of nothing?
Yeah.
I watched Almost Famous at that house, and now the most famous person alive lives there.
Amazing.
Isn't that crazy?
I wish you had more photos of the inside of the house. The only photo you've ever showed me is you on, like, the roof.
Right. Yeah. Crazy Carl and Jordan and I having a beer.
Yeah.
But it's a nice place. Great. They had several rooms to play beer pong. It was lovely.
Mm. Are they going to live there full time, the two of them, the two lovebirds?
Oh, I doubt it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, it would be cool if they were locals here for forever.
By the way, I like Colin Cowherd. Hot take, Chiefs not winning the AFC West. I agree. Kelsey's already bitching about playing in Brazil. I think it's going to be a dumpster fire for the Chiefs.
All right, so who do you got?
I got the
Denver?
Chargers.
Oh, the Chargers.
Yep.
All right.
Justin Herbert finally shows up and makes Ken look like an idiot.
I mean, how can you ever count Patrick Mahomes out?
I said that last year until the Super Bowl.
With all the help he gets from the officials, though.
Yeah, but I said that last year, and then in the Super Bowl,
boy,
the Philadelphia Eagles, they completely changed my mind on that one because I was always like, well, I'm not betting against Mahomes. I'm not betting against Mahomes. But now I'm like, all right, he's still a great quarterback. Don't get me wrong, but now he's definitely beatable.
Okay, anything else?
Just one more. Justin Bieber has broken his silence on whether or not he was a victim of Diddy. After staying quiet on the topic, Bieber's rep released a statement to TMZ saying, although Justin is not among Sean Combs' victims, there are individuals who were genuinely harmed by him. Shifting focus away from this reality detracts from the justice these victims rightfully deserve.
He's been in a bit of a tailspin the last few days.
Biebs?
Yeah. I think he's been posting pictures of, he's out like in public with a bong. Like he had to sell the rights to his music for $200 million because he's broke.
He ain't broke no more.
but he blew through, like the estimate is that he blew through somewhere between $500 million and $1 billion.
That's so fake. $500 million
How much do you think he made?
I bet he made a ton of money.
He was the number one pop star for a long time.
Right.
He
made a ton of money, but I don't think he blew through $1 billion. I don't think he's broke. I saw that report, but I still think he's got plenty of cash. I think maybe there are some mistakes that were made, or maybe somebody stole money from him. I don't know the situation, but I know we made a ton of money. It's like even with Kanye. Kanye still got a ton of money, even though there are some bad investments or things that might have went south.
To Greg's point, though, I mean, he probably made close to $1 billion over the years. His net worth right now is $300 million. So it's a lot of money. But he did blow through a lot.
Well, no, his net worth was nothing until he sold $200 million.
Well, it was $100 million,
They're saying he was bankrupt.
Well, his net worth is listed right now as $300 million.
Well, yeah, I don't believe that. Like whatever is written online is not. I'm just talking about the latest news, which is that he lost all that money.
Yeah,
like lost all of it.
I think he definitely lost some money, Greg. But I don't know. I don't, it's a lot of money, and I'm not going to say people don't blow through money, but $1 billion, whew.
You don't think you could do it?
I think you could do it, but you'd have to, like, it would be, like, really, like, just buying cars and jewelry, you're not going to blow through $1 billion. You'd have to buy a ton of real estate, which, you know, you could probably sell off some of it and get some money back. And I don't think the market hasn't crashed in this time where he wouldn't be able to sell some of his real estate back. Maybe some people stole some money from him.
Or bad investments. Like, I think that he was probably putting a lot of money into that Hillsong church that went under after the hot pastor was.
But still, I mean, when you start to think of $500 to $1 billion, I'm like, okay, that's a lot of money to blow.
All right. Is that it on the news?
That's it.
All right. Thank you, Courtney. Speaking of Courtney, here she is with what is trending right now.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. We have game 6 tonight at MSG against the Knicks. Tip is at 8 p.m. Injury report is just Jason Tatum. The NBA playoff games last night, the Nuggets tie the series up with the Thunder in game 6, so they're headed back to game 7 in Oklahoma City. The Red Sox back in action tonight at Fenway, taking on the Braves at 7:10. First pitch with Garrett Crochet taking the mound opposing Chris Sale. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. As for NHL playoff games last night, the Jets keep their series alive with the Stars. Dallas leads that series 3-2, and Carolina wins their series with Washington in 5 games. As for the PGA Championship, yesterday it was Johnny Vegas who led the way with 7-under. Ryan Gerard is the top American on the leaderboard at 5-under. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Grilling season is in full swing with boneless chicken now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Pick up value pack all-natural Signature Farms boneless chicken breast or thighs for just $2.47 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 68 degrees, cloudy skies, humid here. Afternoon high approach.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
80.
Celtics will try to get to a game 7 back here at the Garden on Monday with a win tonight. Curtis was talking about it earlier this morning during his lead. And looking forward to this game, kind of game you like, Curtis, tonight, right?
I do. I got to tell you, we need a cam on Jackson at all times.
Yeah, what happened?
He's screaming to me. First of all, he's like, I'm opening the door to air the thing. We've got audio in the hallway. And then he says, it should say if it's acoustic, Sister Hazel.
Yeah, no. I
did get nervous when I heard the first little beat. I'm like, Greg doesn't like live.
You know what?
Greg
I don't
like live.
I don't even, you notice, I don't even say anything about it anymore. Because I just know what I know what he is.
Yeah.
And I know what he's gonna do. And I just
yeah.
It's fine. Yeah. I don't love the
I was nervous. But you also don't have the talk back here, so maybe that helped him.
No, I could speak right back to him. The mics weren't on, I could have said anything to him. So
anyway,
I liked it. My shoulders were moving.
Yeah. Yeah, the original version is really the one
much
that
better.
People,
yes, I'm sorry.
Play, but that's fine.
Yeah. Hey, you know. Anyway, yeah,
you
big
could
game
if you wanted Jackson when you have 24 hours to get ready for a show, you could just line your rejoins up 24 hours in advance.
Duly noted that will be done for Monday.
Oh, Monday. Oh, you're back Monday.
Oh,
yeah, I
yes.
Forgot about that.
And
excellent.
Tuesday.
And Tuesday.
All right. Right. Monday and Tuesday.
And
I'm
Friday.
Out Monday. I'm out Monday and Tuesday. All right. So do you want, Curtis, do you want the weekly wrap up first or do you want to get to Bill Belichick this
ooh,
morning?
That's a call for you. I maybe we do wrap up heading into break to feel good.
Okay. All right. Then, yeah, let's do that. Okay. Right. So Bill was on with Michael Strahan this morning.
Right, so Bill sat down. We're going through the rest of it. College Tom grabbed this. This is a specific back and forth from Michael Strahan to Bill Belichick on Jordan Hudson.
And I know that a lot have been made also in a professional life, but also your personal life, because it's spilled over into your professional life in a lot of ways. And a lot has been made about your relationship with Jordan Hudson. It's been getting a lot of attention. She isn't here this morning. But what do you think about all the attention that your relationship has been getting?
Yeah, well, she's been terrific, you know, through the whole process, and she's been very helpful to me. She does the business things that don't relate to North Carolina that come up in my life, so I can concentrate on football, and that's really what I want to do. You know, I acknowledged her in the book. She was very helpful on that with the tribute pages, and also given a perspective of the book from kind of a business side. You know, sometimes I get a little football technical, and so, you know, she did a good job of keeping me on balance there.
So what did Jordan mean to you?
Well, we have a good personal relationship, and, you know, I'm not talking about personal relationships, Michael. You know that.
Okay, I know that, Coach. But I'm saying, are you happy?
Yeah.
Hey, you look happy.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd see you doing yoga. Only happy people do yoga, Coach. Only happy people do yoga. Well, I know a lot's been made about all of this, and I just hope that the focus gets back on you and if you're happy, we're all happy for you.
So how would you guess that went in the lead up to the interview? Was he told you can ask one question about Jordan at the end?
Probably.
And Bill is going to respond this way, and then he can follow up with one question.
Right.
Part of me is wondering, though, like, Good Morning America does fine with or without Bill Belichick coming on. Like, I don't necessarily, if it was NBC Sports Boston, I could see them, you know, saying, hey, you can ask one question about this and it's the end. But if you're Good Morning America, I don't think Michael Strahan goes into it being with a list of do not ask questions. They're too big of an outlet.
Yeah, but I think Strahan goes into it with, I used to play. I respect Bill to a level
exactly.
of as a former football player to one of the greatest coaches of all time. So I think he goes into it with that approach. That's why he's laughing. He's like, hey, Coach, I didn't think I'd ever see you doing yoga. You know what I mean? So it doesn't become an uncomfortable interview. It just becomes a joke. And say what you got to say. Jordan's been great for the business side. Michael, I'm not answering no more questions. You can kind of hear it in the voice.
But that interview had nothing to do with North Carolina. It was a business, and he noted at the beginning that she wasn't there. And to me, the thing that stands out is now this is another spot where Bill has made abundantly clear the distance between Jordan Hudson and North Carolina, which proves Pablo Torre correct once again that the quick refusal or denial that was issued by the university has not been followed up, in fact, because Bill made it. He wasn't asked directly about her in North Carolina. He volunteered that information and made it clear that she does his business, not the business of North Carolina.
Well, I think because he made that clear, because people were thinking she was doing football stuff because of the mic'd up element.
Well, the mic'd up element is a football thing.
Part of the production.
Getting the football program bounced off of Hard Knocks because of your demands is not interfering in the football success of UNC from a brand perspective.
I think that's also, and I'm just showing the other side, I think that's her part of being part of the production company saying, for whatever reason, we're not doing it because X, Y, and Z.
No, Wiggy, I'm with you until that point. Like, she ruined the UNC football program being on Hard Knocks, if you believe those reports. It's not just about Bill in that case. That's about the school. That's about the football program. That's about the players, the rest of the coaching staff.
But she ruined it because she
wanted to be
an executive
producer.
But part of his Belichick production, she's saying, well, here's what my role is if we're going to do this as an executive producer.
But that's not Belichick Productions. That's UNC football that's being showcased for Hard Knocks. It's not Belichick Productions.
So him not being on it isn't part of his Belichick production?
No, Belichick Productions would be like a podcast for him, or if they wanted to release him mic'd up.
When he was on McAfee whatever weirdly elaborate business opportunities they created that she was involved in, which is another odd thing. Like, why does he want her involved in his business?
I don't know.
I'll tell you why. It's because she's demanding it. But why is he acquiescing? Like, why?
Because he said he's happy.
But he said that she, if I'm correct, he said that she looked at the book with her vast experience in business and brought the business side of things to the way he wrote the book.
Yeah.
Or did she graduate from Wharton Business School, or like what is her What's her resume when it comes to business? It's weird.
I have to say, I am really surprised that after the Sunday morning show on CBS, that they're still, that she is still managing anything of his.
Same.
Like, she created such a massive gaffe. She took something that could have been, it was intended to be a simple interview about his book and his life in football. And that turned into the most viral clip of 2025 with that sweatshirt and the interruptions and the everybody focused on how they met because of her inability to let him just answer the question in the way that he had publicly answered it.
But he's got the love glasses on, he don't see any of that.
But everything that Bill Belichick professed to be was to remove blinders, focus on a task, do your job, don't allow distractions to overrun it.
And that was before he started dating a 24-year-old, Curtis.
Okay,
those are all things that he preached before he started dating.
So you don't think he's going to tell his college football players to not allow distractions?
Oh, he's still going to do that, but it's do as I say, not as I do.
Also,
right?
If they're winning, it's not a distraction.
The thing with Bill is doing stuff that we've never seen Bill do before because Bill is doing something in a relationship with a 24-year-old that we've never seen Bill do before. So Bill is completely different.
But according to Pablo Torre, he went on across the street yesterday. She was at Patriots games in 2021. This is not a new development.
All right, so whatever it is, she has the it's like anything else, Curtis. At the beginning of the relationship,
it's not the beginning.
No. But in the beginning, you don't have as much growth, and so you're not doing as much. But then as your relationship grows after 3 years, your partner or your spouse becomes more involved with things you start to do. So maybe she wasn't doing these things early in the relationship, but now she's 3 years into the relationship, and you can clearly tell that she does a lot of these things because Bill is not going to say nothing.
I don't think most people have a boyfriend or a girlfriend that is making business decisions for them.
I think if they're in a relationship, there are a lot of people, if they're in that world, that the boyfriend or the girlfriend 3 years into the relationship is doing things for that person with their job.
Can I present a spin zone here? Because if they met in 2021, maybe Bill offered her to be on his, you know, personal Belichick production staff.
Yep.
And it was a working relationship first, and then it grew into something more. Where do most people meet their significant other? In the workplace.
Well, he didn't have Belichick production
that we know of
when they met.
He could have had Belichick Productions. We have no idea. The only reason we know about Belichick Productions is because that's how she signs her emails now.
So you think he already... What was Belichick Productions doing before, when Bill Belichick was coaching the Patriots?
Telling Curtis not to take photos when he's in an interview with us.
That was Stacy who said that.
Who in Curtis thinks it was Jordan that told Bill to tell Stacy.
Right, but that's different than operating a business. That's
a business.
Okay, so what is Belichick Productions right now where we stand? It's
all
interviews.
It's the fantasy website Underdog.
How long do you think it took for them to get him on board for that?
They didn't do it until he was done coaching.
Right. Just because you, Greg Hill, you, Curtis, me, Courtney, Wiggy, didn't know about Belichick Productions doesn't mean that it wasn't something that was in the works. Like, I'm saying that there could be a...
But wait, you think they met at the workplace?
No, I think they met on a plane. He really liked her, clearly. He signed her book, whatever. And then maybe he offered her a position on whatever this Belichick Productions is, the creation of it, and then they fell in love.
I think that's like a Cinderella story. I think that when he created, she said, hey, we should create Belichick Productions. He said, okay, you run it. You be whatever it is, the CEO of it, and that'll help me with all this other stuff. And as they grew in their relationship, she is just now, it's like any relationship. The more you grow with a person, the more that person kind of can insert themselves into certain situations of your job, your career, and that's where we are. It's like, Bill, the only way for Bill to stop this is if Bill says, you know what? Either you're going to stop doing this or we're not going to be together.
All I have to say is that truth is stranger than fiction. In a million years, who could have scripted this? This is
Nobody. Just
absolute madness. Absolutely insane that this is the world that we live in now. That this business manager, Bill Belichick, is 24 absent any business acumen whatsoever. She was raised on P-Town doing henna tattoos on Commercial Street.
But we know why she's there. The reason why she's there is because Bill decided as a, 69-year-old man, however old he was, he said, you know what? I'm going to dip my foot into the dating pool of a 21, 22, 23, and this is why he is. It's not like this is just some girl that works for Bill. We're like, why would he hire somebody with no experience? This is, like Strahan said, this is his girlfriend who has made him see the world differently, and that's why she has all this power. It's not hard to explain, but there are plenty of people,
because you can't give me an example of somebody that we work with whose boyfriend or girlfriend is involved in their work with us. Give me an example. Like, most people don't.
Doesn't Lindsay tell you how to dress?
No, I don't listen to her ever. Would I dress like this if I was getting good fashion advice?
But no, I would think, and I don't know everybody's relationship, but there's probably, your partner and Courtney, you probably could know. I know, like, if I'm coming up for a contract, there's
That's
advice.
That's a completely different thing. I don't know why you're being obstinate about this.
Yeah, I'm not being obstinate about it.
Have you created a company specifically that Talina can run?
But if I did create a company, she would run it.
Really?
Yeah, I think you, of course, she would be involved in it some way.
100%.
Right. If you created a company, Santo would be involved. I think that's what most people in a relationship do, is that if they create a company, it's different for a job, right? Like if I'm just an accountant and my wife is a doctor, that's completely different. But this is a different world. Like,
don't you want your business to be taken care of by somebody you trust? I think Bill Belichick has extreme trust issues. And if you look at his track record on the football field and guys that he's worked with, coached with, I understand why. But that's why Berge was his right-hand man for so long. He trusted him.
He does it with his kids.
Do you think Belichick's family trusts Jordan?
It doesn't matter.
He wasn't dating Berge.
Doesn't matter, Curtis. If Belichick trusts Jordan and it's his production company, that's all that matters.
How is having your 24-year-old girlfriend run your company going for him so far?
Yeah, not great. We agree. Right.
But he does it with his kids, Greg. He as a football coach, it's no different. He gave his kids an opportunity.
She's not his kid.
Right, but she's his significant other. So he basically said with this Bill Belichick production.
Okay, so what happens when they break up?
Then he probably
fires her. Because they're not married.
Yep.
So he fires her.
No, I don't.
You don't think, what? He's going to have a massive lawsuit.
He doesn't just fire her. Well, and Linda is still working for his foundation.
So I guess she'll continue. She'll continue running Belichick Productions at age 25 if they're not together?
Linda, I'm sure the foundation means a lot to him.
I don't see how people are confused about it. Like, that's what a lot of people...
Wiggy, 5 years ago, if I told you this is what was happening, you would say, I'm confused.
No, I would say five years ago... No,
it's so wild.
I would say, I don't believe it. But now, where it
why?
Is...
Why? Like, it's so obvious.
No, 5 years ago...
Obviously, you would hire a 19-year-old to run your business.
No, 5 years ago, Curtis, if you said to me... No. Five years ago, on your way to Palm Beach.
And you knew instantly when you met her that she was entrepreneurial.
For whatever reason, this great love story, you can't tell the origin of it. Curtis, I'm not talking about that part. If you said to me 5 years ago, Bill's going to be dating a 24-year-old, I would be like, you're out of your mind. Mm-hmm. I'm not confused
on
why.
But that's not the interesting part of this story.
No. But here's what I'm telling you. I'm not confused on why she's so involved in all of his, his daily activities. I'm not confused on that because that's generally what happens when you have two people that are dating and one person is a public figure. The other one gets involved, and when there's an age disparity, like Bill said, he caught himself because he said, oh, she helps me out with the business part. What he really meant to say is she helps me out with the younger audience.
I don't think that's his
intent. I think he did, because he kind of caught himself like, You know, she kind of helps me out understand that. Like, I'm not confused with this.
I mean, I just think from I don't want to speak for Curtis, but it's something that he's never done before in 50 years.
Right.
He's never turned an entire Belichick-related or organization over to a 22-year-old.
He's never dated somebody 50 years younger than him.
Right.
So that's of it.
He ran things himself.
Do you wonder if why Bears is with Billy O? Doesn't this make that a little clearer? Because we thought, like, the second Bill left, we thought Bears would work for a buddy of his, and then when Bill went back to work, Bears would immediately return because those two were literally attached at the hip. Now that Bears is still with Billy O, it strikes me, just an opinion, I guess, I don't know, that Bears may have seen this coming and decided to get off the boat and join a more stable one.
No,
Bears
still working with him.
No, Bears was with Billy O. He went with Billy O because he didn't know if Bill Belichick was ever going to coach again. So he took the job with BC before Bill came back to coaching.
Right. So why joined him at North Carolina?
Because I don't think that's like, you know, we heard Bill talk about this. Hey, listen, don't poach my coaching staff, right? Nick Saban has said that, and that's been a Belichick thing. Don't poach my coaching staff. I don't think it's a smart move.
He's not on his coaching staff.
No. I don't think it's a smart move for Belichick to take Bears from Billy O's coaching staff.
You don't
staff
think Billy O checked with Bill Belichick to see if it was okay to get Bears on his staff?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Okay, so then I'm sure they could have said, if I go back to work, he comes back and works with me.
No, but I don't think it's a – he probably said, hey, Billy O – you keep Bears, I'm going to have Mike Lombardi do what I needed Bears to do because it's not a good look for
Mike
you to
Lombardi's
just...
Mike Lombardi's the GM.
Well, yeah, why is Bears still on the emails if he has nothing to do with Belichick anymore?
I have no idea.
Okay, so he works with him in some capacity.
Okay, not the capacity that he was in before.
Because he has a job.
Right.
Why would he leave his job if he has a job?
You don't think they pay more at North Carolina than they do at BC?
I don't know.
I don't know? What does the coach at BC make?
I don't know. It's ACC.
What does the coach at BC make?
Billy O's probably making $6 million a year.
Billy O makes $6 million? Are you on drugs?
How much do you think he makes?
1.5 to 2.
Man, you're out of your mind.
Yeah. Okay. That's what Spaz was making.
The UMass coach makes $1.5 million a year.
Right.
What does Bill Belichick make at North Carolina?
Bill, I think he's making $10 million.
Okay. So
I bet Billy O's probably making $6-7 million.
I bet he's making $6 million.
In that range.
Okay, what can we bet that Bill O'Brien is not making $6 million?
Well, we're never going to be able to figure it out. So
I know people. I could easily figure it out.
So do I. And I bet I'll have a different number than you do.
I guarantee you.
I'm getting shut down.
I don't think you're getting shut down. Curtis.
Nobody's shutting you down.
No, you two are just like, Jordan this, Jordan that. Bill's an idiot.
We just disagree with you.
You guys think she's doing a good job? Do you think she's doing a good job?
No, we all agree.
She's doing a bad job.
We're just giving a different side of it that maybe this didn't play out exactly how your fantasy mind has it playing out.
Well, Curtis.
I think you might fantasize.
Curtis, what we're doing is showing you what you know about is that the reason why people tend to do wild
that
things.
They met creating a production company that didn't exist five years ago?
Listen, the reason why people do weird things is when they start meeting people and dating people from a different walk of life. She is 24, so Bill is completely doing something that I agree with you, I would have never expected him to do to this day. But I get why he's incorporating her into his production company, or he might be saying, hey, how should I act around? Like, should I bring Lil Wayne in and doing all these things?
She's young and he trusts her.
I just think most people that are in a similar spot don't do this. I think you're hard-pressed to find me an example of somebody who has done this.
That's fair.
Who's successful.
Right. And you know, if he trusts her, why did he hire someone else to run his PR for the book?
You know, if everybody did this, Lauren Sanchez would be running Amazon.
I bet you she works for Bezos in some form.
I don't think she does.
Blue Origin. She went up.
She did. He bought her a flight in space.
I bet you she works.
And Bill can buy Jordan all kinds of Porsches and get the Bentley back and all of those things. But that is not like putting somebody in charge of your company. It's not anywhere near it.
I bet you she works for him.
She does not work for Amazon, Lauren Sanchez. What do you think she'd marry?
You think Amazon is his only company?
Probably not. He owns like the Washington Post. Do you think she's doing it?
No, I don't. Like, doesn't like, John Henry's wife, doesn't she run some of his companies? I think a lot of people, when they're at that level, and there's this age disparity.
Yes, and people mock it all the time.
And like, I'm not saying you shouldn't mock it.
Yeah.
But when people say I don't get it, it's because he is with a 24-year-old, and he's like, hey, okay, run my company.
Yeah. I just think it shows a lack of reason on his part. But
it showed a lack of reasoning on his part when he started dating a 24-year-old. It's like, Bill, what are you doing here? I mean, let's be honest. That's where we're all like, this is shocking to us.
Lauren Sanchez has a company, too, Black Ops Aviation.
Yeah, she's a helicopter pilot.
Yeah.
We talked about it.
Yeah.
And I was wrong.
What is that?
I'm just wondering if Jeff Bezos is like has any part in it, if that company was made by both of them. I knew she was a pilot. I didn't know she had like an aviation company.
Well, he could invest in her company. You'd have to prove to me that he hired her to run his company.
Yeah, but
no, I see what you're doing, but just go ahead, go further with it. Like, what is he?
I'm going to look into it. I'm just saying that there's probably, whether it's a foundation or this Black Ops, maybe Jeff Bezos is the funding behind it, and if it's your money that you're investing, you want somebody that you trust that's going to run the place.
I think they're a great...
Okay, so you think this is a brilliant move by Bill Belichick?
No, we agree.
Oh, so why are you fighting over it?
I'm just giving you the reason why I think Bill Belichick is doing it. Right. I think he trusts this 24-year-old girl, whether we agree with him or not. I don't think that it's a good move for him, but I'm saying if you're Bill Belichick and you trust somebody, and this Belichick Productions is this new hip way that you want to connect with your players and an audience and the fan base, then you want and you trust Jordan. She's 24. She's closer to the age of the people you're trying to appeal to. You put her in charge.
And the same reason we're fighting over it is the same reason we fought over why is Bill Belichick hiring his son to be the defensive coordinator. It's the same thing. It's kind of it's in the same family.
Right.
Like you're
it's
hiring.
Never, it's never been about winning, which we were lied to. It's about loyalty.
You're hiring somebody that you feel like you can trust, is going to be loyal to you, and you feel like has skills. Is Steven Belichick the best defensive coordinator? No, but does Bill feel like he could do a good job? Yes. Is Jordan the best whatever PR person out there for Bill? Probably not.
No,
but
she's
he has enough.
The worst.
Right, but
he did one interview trying to sell books, and she turned it into a national nightmare of a story in 2 weeks.
Right.
It's the dumbest. The point is, it is the dumbest decision ever made by what we all assumed was a very intelligent, strategic person.
Right, well, but the best point on this was made by Nora Princiotti in The Ringer, and she said, why are we shocked that the same guy that hired Matt Patricia to run his offense hired this person to lead his PR and his business? And I was wrong. I had no idea. It's not $6 million, but I will take the loss. $5 million for Bill O'Brien. In a million years, I would have never thought he made $5 million a year. So I apologize for
Craig, you know, he's a brilliant man, but remember, there's two heads that you think with.
That's the whole point.
And clearly, he's not thinking with the one on his shoulder.
The point of the whole thing.
Yep. And that's why we're at where we're at. And that's... Yeah. I mean, she get
that. We're a little bit behind. We will get to Curtis. Let's get to the weekly wrap up next.
Sounds good.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
1 week from today, roadshow number two on this fourth roadshow season. We will be a week from today at the Lobster Trap in Bourne, kicking off Memorial Day weekend. So can't wait to see you there. Can't wait to see you the night before for pregame at the Trading Post. And it is all brought to you by Miller Lite. It is Miller Time New England. This show, speaking of being brought to you, this show on Twitch every day brought to you by Springer's Jewelers. You get very easy to watch this show on Twitch or YouTube. Just go to Twitch, follow WEEI, do the same when it comes to YouTube. And Springer's is in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And if you need a diamond, they will not only sell it to you for the very best price, but they will teach you everything you need to know about diamonds at Springer's. Weekly wrap-up time. Acrobatic has done an extraordinary job so far. Wrapping up the week in sports every single week. So let's take a listen and see how it goes this week.
Hold it now.
What up, y'all? Wild week. Overseas flights. But yo, let me get this off my chest real quick. Now, I like Spike Lee, but wait a minute. My attitude towards dude got some hater in it. He in his oversized Knicks gear, courtside trolling. Now he's gotta have it, cause his team's high rolling. He got game, but courtside ain't the place to flex it. Let's do the right thing and direct him to the exit. Let him show his hoop dreams in some other cool ways. He been loving basketball since before my school days. Now we know there's no replacing Jason. His season's ending from a snapped Achilles tendon. We sending bro our thoughts and prayers and best wishes. And now it's time for Boston players to get vicious. Like the truth said, we can still make it happen. No capping, even without our great team captain. Little did the Knicks know when they went up 3-1. The toughest part of taking us out had just begun. Everyone stepped up, defenders and shooters. Fans at the game and on their phones and their computers. Hot things serving you hot wings at Hooters. Wiggy doing the warrior dance in Bermuda. At first the wind felt 50-50 like the Equinox. But then Luke Kornet stepped up with 7 blocks. Shut him down, cut him down to size. Beat him up by 25, yeah, what a surprise. Our demise was greatly exaggerated. These Boston guys hate being aggravated. Speaking of, Raphael, please show us some love. Take first base, but yo, this time grab your glove. We can't have a team out there with no leader. You take first base, then we can DH Yoshida. But maybe that's just my desire. What do I know? Maybe getting swept by the Tigers is a good thing. Like the K's, errors, and blown saves. The roster's so talented, they dig in their own grave. It seems like that's how lost we are. But look who's talking. As you're hearing this, I am in Austria. But will you watch the Pats this year? Yes, you will. At least looking at their cupcake schedule. All right, y'all, I gotta run. If Chuck D hears this, I'll be public enemy number one. Turn it up!
Well done.
Love him.
The man does it. Every week he does it.
Fire right there. Yeah.
Our demise is greatly exaggerated.
Right.
And let's hope he's right about that.
Yo, talented, man. Yeah, that is talent right there. Acrobatic, man. Go follow him on social media. Shout out to Marlon at Boston Sports Company for setting this up. You know, he hooks us up with all the fly gear when it comes to the P. Pritt shirts. So, man, yo, that dude is talented.
Yeah.
Don't care what you say.
Live from Austria.
Yeah, because I think he's doing some shows out there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
put another shrimp on the Bobby.
I think that's Australia.
Yeah, it's a Dumb and Dumber line. Follow along.
Oh, okay.
Never seen it.
Yeah, it's been like 20 years since I seen it, so I couldn't really follow along.
Yeah, how old is Goodfellas and Seinfeld? You quote them every day.
Well, it's been a while since I saw. I watch Seinfeld every day, so I'm a little bit more up to date on Seinfeld. Oh yeah, I watch it every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I watch Seinfeld every day. When, you know, when there's like nothing on, I on my TV box, I have the ability to watch Seinfeld 24/7 with no commercials.
Right.
So just episode.
How do you do that?
What do you mean?
Wow.
How do I
TV
watch it?
TV box gets you to do that.
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of them out there, Courtney. I try to set you guys up with my cable connect, but you didn't want to do it.
Oh, we were afraid of the receiving stolen property charge.
Ain't none stolen.
Follow. They fell off.
I don't deal with anything.
They fell off the back of a truck.
I don't deal with no stolen goods.
Why is the password Johnny Bart forever?
Yeah, so I get it. I was watching Seinfeld in the hotel room down here. It was on.
And Costos.
Yes. Yeah, Costos is big in Bermuda.
Huge.
Would we ever be able to get Acrobatic to spit the weekly wrap-up live at a roadshow?
I wouldn't see why not, as long as he's got the time, right? I guess we can hit him up and see.
Like 8 Mile style?
Okay. Just up on stage. Yeah, definitely.
I think I'd be starstruck. Right. Yeah.
We should work on that.
See his talent up close and personal?
Yes. All right. Still to come this morning, we are going to get to Hill Notes, so you have time to leave one of those on the Odyssey app on any topic. So you see a microphone in the upper right-hand corner, Odyssey app, and talk away, and we'll get to the best Hill Notes that you have left today coming up at 9:20.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.